This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 418 for Thursday, June 3rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker on Thursday, retreating from earlier gains as a downturn in Chicago soy oil weighed on prices. Canola down $3 to over $14, July down $14.30 at $893.90 per ton. The more active November contract down $8.60 at $741.40 per ton. Speculative profit-taking accounted for much of the selling, with a reversal in soy oil off of 10-year highs a bearish influence from a chart standpoint. However, weakness in the Canadian dollar, which is down about half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, did provide some underlying support, with canola still looking underpriced compared to the products. Persistent prairie weather concerns also helped temper the losses, as much of Western Canada finds itself in the middle of a heat wave and in need of moisture. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans down 10 cents in the November contract at $14.03 per bushel. Soy oil had hit its highest levels in 10 years this morning. Before that, buying interest subsided and profit taking came forward to take prices sharply lower. Large production estimates out of Brazil were also bearish, although dry conditions in the South American country have lowered river levels and may slow export movement. Hot and dry Midwestern weather also helped temper the losses, with tight global vegetable oil supplies and increasing demand from the biofuel sector supportive. Corn, it also turned lower after early gains. The September contract down 11 cents at $5.82 per bushel. Persistent hot and dry weather in Brazil remained supportive, with hot Midwestern weather another bullish influence. Weekly ethanol data confirmed the third straight increase in U.S. production of the renewable fuel, with just over a million barrels per day, marking the best level since before the COVID-19 pandemic. Wheat futures, they're down across the board, taking direction from corn and beans. Minneapolis down 8 cents in the September contract at $7.80 per bushel. Kansas City 9 cents lower in September at $6.32 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 12 cents in September at $6.81 per bushel. The hot and dry weather in the spring wheat regions of North America had lent Minneapolis futures some early support, but relatively favorable moisture conditions for the winter wheat weighed on the wheat market overall. Dry wheat growing regions of Russia have also received some welcome rain recently. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 3rd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.